This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning, powered by Superbook, now open with better odds and favorable prices. We're also brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. And just a small sample of what happened last night for the Yankees. I take you to the 12th inning of a scoreless game in Seattle. The Yankees batting.
Curveball, comeback, right to the mound. Backhanded pick by Brash. They got Trevino caught in a rundown between second and third. Suarez makes the tag. Throw to second. IKF wheels around, and he's thrown out of the base paths. The umpire says he is out. Brandon Miller called him out of the base paths. The Yankees run themselves into 2 outs immediately.
And that was Justin Shackle on the fan.
That's disgraceful.
Filling in for John Sterling, as we know. And then you take it to the 13th, and the Mariners would win the game.
The pitch. Swung on, line drive, past Torres into right field. It's a base hit. Suarez scores from third, and the game is over.
1-0, your final score in 13. Again, Justin Shackle, the call on the fan. Luis Torrens with the game-winning RBI single off of Jonathan Loaisiga, who really made himself a mess in that 13th. And so the Yankees fall. They fall to 71-40 on the season with this loss. Here was Aaron Boone. Obviously, the big theme was the base running, because it wasn't just what happened in the 12th inning. You had another situation in the 10th involving Andrew Benintendi.
Yeah, three straight innings that ran themselves out of the inning.
You had the double play on the line drive. Exactly. Here was Boone. Knows got to be better there.
Obviously, you know, where runs are really tough to come by. You know, it's been one of the real strengths of this team, so I don't want us to lose our aggressiveness, but obviously we got to be a little smarter.
Are you laughing at him and or Eddie in your headset?
No, both, yeah. Actually. But no, the was the thing I was laughing at.
It's about right. Here was Kiner Falefa. We played the highlight. He says, you know what? I actually did the right thing. Just didn't work out.
There's a rundown at second and third. Common baseball knowledge is you get to second, and it just didn't work out tonight. You know, like, if that happens, you have to be on second base. You have to make up the space and get back into the scoring position. And, you know, it just didn't work.
Well, not everybody believed that. Like, the analyst on Yes, Cameron Maybin, a bit critical.
Yeah, IKF, you have to know you can get to second on this play. You cannot run yourself out of the inning.
Which they essentially did do. Garrett Cole, long before this game was over, 7 innings, just 4 hits. He struck out 8. Luis Castillo, 8 innings, just 4 hits, or rather 3 hits. He struck out 7. Here was Cole. We lost. They were a bit better.
It's just a well-pitched ball game on both sides. So, both teams just trying to scrap one across, and it didn't fall our way.
No, it did not. So the Mariners strapped one across. The Yankees did not, and they will play again this afternoon. Nestor Cortes facing Robbie Ray on the fan. Coverage at 3:30. The Yankees, however, still lead the Blue Jays by 10.5 games because the Orioles came from behind and beat Toronto last night 6-5. So another win for the O's. As for the Mets, they did get some early offense and another victory.
2-2. Lindor hammers one to left, way back. Fraley watches it fly. He leaps at the wall. It's gone. Home run, Francisco Lindor. It's a 2-run homer to left. It's a 2-0 lead for the Mets.
And if he's got an agent, you know he probably does, they got to get him some, like, old-time voiceover work.
Oh, of course. I mean, there's so many movies that are period pieces.
Yes.
And stuff like that, and then back to the 20s and 30s. He has to have an agent.
It's perfect.
You would certainly think so. Anyway, that was Wayne Randazzo on WCBS 880. Lindor, the two-run homer in the third. Mets on their way to a 6-2 win over the Reds. Win number 72 on the season for the Mets, who have won 5 in a row and 14 of 16. Jeff McNeil, 2-4, a home run, an RBI single. Impressed, Buck Showalter.
He just doesn't give. He's chasing base hits every time he's in the box. It means a lot to him to get a hit and not make an out.
And when he does make an out, as we see, he usually loses his mind. Here was Carlos Carrasco speaking of doing his job. 6 2/3. He's 13-4. ERA of 3.76. He had 9 strikeouts last night. He goes, that's what they pay me to do.
You know what? I'll be taking every 5 days. So I just got to go make my pitches. And it's a big opportunity over there. Like today, it was a lot of slider out of the zone. They just swing it. No, that's good for us.
That's good for them. Absolutely. So they will continue to lead the Braves by 7 games. The Braves won in Boston. And you get Taijuan Walker going this afternoon, 1-10 out at Citi Field. The one other note from that Brave win over the Red Sox, their second baseman, Orlando Arcia, injured his hamstring and going right to the injured list. So a little beaten up there. Manny Machado, a game-winning 3-run homer. The Padres
finally win, huh?
After they blew the lead in the top of the ninth.
Oh, wow.
They had a 3-run lead. No, a 2-run lead? I forget what it was. Anyhow, they had a lead. They blow the lead in the top of the ninth, and then Machado hits the home run to win it. The Dodgers win again 9 straight. They beat the Twins 10-3. And this Shohei Ohtani is something special.
Next pitch, Shohei drives the ball deep out into right field, and this one is out of here. He jumped on that pitch. Ohtani's second hit of the night. A home run for Shohei.
His 25th of the season. He also pitched, won the game, his 10th win of the season. He joins Babe Ruth in 1918 as the only players in Major League history to have at least 10 home runs and 10 wins in the same season. Here's his manager. I'm not sure if he's still the, I think he's still the interim manager, Phil Nevin. He knows Ohtani's making history.
You try not to take for granted what we're seeing every night, but it's pretty awesome to be a part of. Certainly is. He's a great teammate in here. These things don't go by us lightly.
Nope, can't take him for granted.
He is going to trade him, right?
Right.
He's going to look great in a Met uniform.
He might.
I mean, is the reason that they would trade him is they just can't fathom paying him $50 million a year or more?
I've even read more. You got to pay him as a pitcher and a hitter. I've read somewhere, theorizing he could get $60, $65 million a year.
The only problem is, if he comes to the Mets, he's going to have to change his number.
Well, I don't even know. What number does he wear?
17.
Oh. That's right.
Change his number.
Retired.
Yes, he will.
Molloy in the box is, we just retired that.
That is right. Who said some very strange things yesterday on the broadcast last night?
Who's that? Oh, Keith?
About the Phillies.
I'll give you, I was going to play this next hour, but since you brought it up.
No idea.
It is long, but I'll play it. Stop it when you want. I got to find it here. I thought he was going to say,
I just don't want to go to Philadelphia.
So, and I don't know where this came from, but this was Keith and Gary.
I've expressed to the front office, not the Met front office, our front office of SNY, that I hate doing Philly games. So I guess they gave me to get the series off.
You hate doing Philly games?
Oh, because they always never seem to... up and in fastball. They never seem to disappoint. I mean, over the years, now they're hot right now. I would like to see them. But, as far as fundamentally and defensively, the Phillies have always been just, not up to it.
Maybe we can shoehorn you into the schedule now that they're playing well and maybe up to your standards.
Well, we'll see.
Then he says, don't hold your breath.
Hold on.
Which I love.
Was that the end here?
Yeah.
Don't hold your breath.
Right, exactly. I thought he was just going to say, I can't stand going to Philly games down at Citizens Bank Park. That's what I thought he was going to say.
So bizarre.
Yeah, I mean, over the years, think of any teams and the changes and the rosters and everything. And just,
ha, 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 Philly sucks.
Yeah.
it was weird.
Right. And I don't think he was trying to just troll Phillies fans. I think he honestly went to SNY management and said, don't give me Phillies games. I don't want to watch them play bad defense.
I don't think he's lying. I don't think he's telling you exactly what's going on.
Strange.
Anyhow, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell spoke yesterday because you're the league approving the Broncos' new ownership. We'll get to that in a moment. They are seeking a tougher penalty for Deshaun Watson beyond the 6 games that Watson got. Here was Goodell. It's 19 seconds talking about why he wants to appeal this.
Because we've seen the evidence. She was very clear about the evidence. She reinforced the evidence that there was multiple violations here. They were egregious. And it was predatory behavior. Those are things that we felt... always felt really important for us to address in a way that's responsible.
And I guess from everything I've seen, they want at least a year. So right now it's six. We will see if that does
change. Way his contract is written.
Right.
Yeah. But does the Players Association now take this thing to court because of
They will if the arbitrator now or the appeal person now ups it. I'm sure they're going to go to, federal court.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. Meantime, as I said, the league did approve the sale of the Broncos to the Walton Penner Group. Now, do you remember back in the day when the Cowboys introduced Bill Parcells as their new head coach and Jerry Jones kept calling him Bill Parcells?
Yeah, yeah.
Probably because of the accent, I would think.
Bill Parcells.
Yeah. And he did eventually fix it. Here's Rob Walton in his introductory press conference.
Thank you, everybody. It's great to see you today. And I'd like to thank Roger Goodell, Commissioner Goodell.
Officially
a part of the Broncos.
Goodell.
This is the guy you're working with.
This guy, Roger Goodell's name has been in the news for like 20 years.
Thank you, everybody. It's great to see you today, and I'd like to thank Roger Goodell.
Commissioner Goodell.
Goodell.
And then he backed it up, too. It's not like he misspoke.
Oh, man.
Commissioner Goodell.
So you don't think that's the accent?
No.
No.
This guy's just so rich, he hasn't paid attention to anything. He's just like, I want to buy a football team.
Woo-hoo! That's what it seems like. Rams coach Sean McVay announced that he did sign an extension with the team during the offseason. The Lions are on Hard Knocks. Head coach Dan Campbell made it quite clear, do your job or I'm coming for you.
Doesn't matter if you have one ass cheek and three toes, I will beat your ass.
I don't care if you have four penises and six noses. I'm going to beat the hell out of you.
Come on, you got to love this guy. I mean, he's going to be a star. Oh, he is a star.
I do. I do. Let's see if they can win games. And if they don't, Jamal Williams, I guess he's a running back on the Lions, he might lose his mind. He was also on the Hard Knocks talking to the team.
Well, let y'all know, man, today is the minimum of effort. Do not give up. Do not feel like you're tired. Were you tired? Think of last year and think of that f***ing record. Every time I get tired or I think I can't go no more, I think of that f***ing record. Last year wasn't it. That ain't us. We can make it. Have some heart. I get emotional about this. I'm about to cry.
It doesn't matter if you have one ass cheek and three toes. I will beat your ass.
I will beat your ass.
Oh, my God.
I have two penises.
I'll beat your ass, Al. I don't care.
I've had all these years doing the podcast. Who knew?
You know, I had a friend who played for the Eagles, and the late Andre Waters, right? He had a really bad stuttering problem.
Yeah.
And he tried to address the team. You could just imagine how that went.
Yeah.
And how the team reacted to that.
I'm sure.
And when I hear stuff like this,
it reminds you.
Just reminds me of like when we all kind of did it somewhere along the line. Like we had to get up and we had to feel like we had to bare our souls to our teammates and scream at them.
Yeah. I'm about to cry.
A little emotional for sure.
Oh my God, I love it.
That's funny. And lastly, Kyrie Irving's agent, his stepmother, told the Post Tuesday that he is about peace and love and does not hate Steve Nash, does not hate Sean Marks, adding has no idea where that story came from or those comments came from.
Okay. So that is the latest with Kyrie Irving.
So he's good.
So he's good, and he's going to be on the Nets next year,
I'm
right?
With Kyrie. There you go. I'm with Kyrie right now. I am.
He's going to be on the Nets next year.
He's about peace, love, and acceptance.
Yeah.
Acceptance. Why does she have to put acceptance in there?
I don't know.
How about peace and love?
Peace and love. I didn't add the acceptance. Sorry.
Yeah. Peace and love. Thank you, Jerry.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.